Dr. Luke Rombold is Chief Executive Officer of Upper Murray Family Care, which offers family support services including financial counselling, low interest loans and emotional support as well. Dr. Luke Rombold, good morning.
Good morning, Joseph.
Well, there was a lot of concern about how the carbon tax might affect the most vulnerable people in our community. What do you think of the compensation and support measures that have been announced?
Well, as we've heard from the debate so far this morning, Joseph, it's very complex, isn't it? And all one can do is go on the figures that have been presented. But if one accepts the figures that have been presented, the most vulnerable people in our community seem to be compensated for the additional cost. So it's a good thing.
Will compensation mean families and pensioners who are already struggling will be okay? Do you think they'll be covered?
Again, you've got to go on the figures that we've been presented with, and if you accept those, the answer has to be yes. And I think it's important to say that for low-income people, costs such as petrol and power are really important because a lot of people who are elderly or chronically ill, they're at home full-time. So heating and fuel costs are really important. So if we accept these figures, they'll be totally covered, and that's good.
Middle to upper income earners will be hardest hit. Do you think we'll see more people in that bracket in need of support?
It's the tipping point looks fairly good in terms of, as I understand the figures presented, it's up to $80,000, I think, is cover for the tax bits, I think. So people over, you probably have to be over $100,000 before you're starting to sort of pay out of your own pocket, I think. And in that case, again, except in the figures we're told, it's up to $10 a week. So you would imagine that should be okay. You'd need to be fairly stretched with your income to be worried by that sort of tipping point, I think.
Yes, accepting the figures is a central tenet here.
Yes.
I think if you're going to accept some of these conclusions, as Paul from Howlong has pointed out, he doesn't accept them. And one question that I've had, which I've already mentioned this morning, is it does presume that any of these costs that are passed on, that they stick to whatever it is that the tax increase is for each of these companies or industries. Well, what if it's a whole lot more?
Well, look, I guess the good thing about this is we're all in it together. So if that happens, we have to have some sort of confidence in the systems we have as a community. I mean, people talk about the ACCC, monitoring those sorts of issues. If that happens, it clearly becomes a wide social problem, which then becomes a political problem. And I think any government of the day couldn't afford to have huge groups of people disadvantaged.
We'll have to just wait and see how it filters through, because it's very, very difficult to make head or tail of everything that's been announced at the moment and how it's going to impact us individually.
Well, it is, isn't it? And people forget that this is a very sophisticated, complex change, and we are going to have to suck it and see. Otherwise, we're having academic arguments about loaves of bread or whatever. We really don't know, and it's going to be interesting.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.